if we happen to get off the line. Papers and stuff.
Well, folks, it's the end of a Sunday afternoon, a sunny Sunday afternoon in the middle of winter here at Gordonville, and we're here with Jerry, and you've just heard some of his singing. Jerry, you were saying about you play that song last when, as part of your repertoire.
Yeah, I will go for 5 or 10 years without breaking a string, which is pretty unusual amongst guitarists, and I play with light strings. But that song is played with a bit of distortion, a bit of drive, and a lot of power chords. It's Pete Townsend from The Who, and it's the kind of song that you hit everything really hard all the time. So it becomes very percussive when you're playing on an acoustic guitar.
And it's great having you here on a regular, irregular basis at Gordonville, just picking up the guitar, the one we've got lying around, or bringing your own very special guitar. It's a very beautiful guitar you're playing with tonight. Tell us a bit about the guitar.
Well, this is a Cole Clark Little Angel, and it's just a little bit smaller than your kind of normal jumbo guitar, and it just fits and makes it easier to wrap around and play. You get a slightly thinner sound out of it, but each guitar kind of has a feel to it, and I think that musicians grow around the instrument. Yeah.
And you've been playing for how long?
For about 50 something years.
Has your taste in music changed, or is it just enlarged?
One of the songs I played before was Save the Last Dance for Me, and The Boxer, and Mr. Bojangles. These are songs that date back into the 60s and the 50s even. And then I like to just pull out whatever feels good, whatever just has a good ring to it.
And this building has a great acoustic.
Oh, this is fantastic to play here.
It has been a convent, a home to Saint Mother Teresa, and although we're probably not in the room now that she would have held her services in, it's still got that wonderful high ceiling and a sense of a place that's been a place of celebration for over a century or more.
Yeah, it's an incredible history, this building.
What do you like about playing here? Is it the people? Is it the building? Is it a combination of them all? Or?
Acoustically, this is a really nice place to play. And I know when I know that people come in and go out, and by the time I'm finished playing, mostly everybody's gone. And I'm not sure whether I can truly attribute that to me, but it does seem to be part of the joke. Acoustically, this is a really nice place to play. It's got a great sound, and when I start to play, seeing what I find is that people start to eat quietly and their conversations die down very quietly. So you can play acoustically here in a large room with quite a number of people in it, and you can be heard.
It's the guitar that's sitting next to you. We will take a photograph so that you can see this if you're following us on the website a bit later on. A guitar that was gifted to the restaurant. It just sits here, people tune it. There's not a day goes by that somebody doesn't come in, a stranger who's passing through, and pick it up, tune it and play, and that's happened yesterday and today.
Yeah.
Do you feel that there's the building invites, or the restaurant,
the
ambiance here invites people to make music?
Yeah, the whole atmosphere is very welcoming. Since we first heard about Gordonville, and we came in and we felt really welcome. We kind of thought we'd kind of discovered a little bit of a gem, a really nice place you can go. It's a very friendly atmosphere. It's very comfortable. The food, Mediterranean food, it's spicy and it's always nice. So now, since we've come to know you for been a couple of years now, it's a very very friendly place, and I like to come down here, I like to play here. Yeah.
So, well, this is going out onto my new venture, which is podcasting, and it's only going to be about the third podcast that's been podcast, but they're going globally, as I found out this afternoon. So, perhaps for the next time, we'll do a video clip for you and put that up onto
YouTube.
That
sounds good.
But what are you going to play us out with tonight?
Oh, gee, I hadn't thought of that. Come on, let's think of something.
How about The Boxer?
Okay.
The Boxer. So, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Gordon in Victoria, this little village, Jerry Egan playing The Boxer.
Now, I'll just push a couple of buttons here.
We might be in a village, but we're very high tech.
Now, tempo is about 100. Set the timing.
As this is radio, I'll just talk over all the things that are happening in the background here.
Technical difficulties, but we'll
singing in a convent used by St. Mother Teresa, and we've got iPads galore. Okay, here we go with The Boxer. Thanks for tuning in. Hear from you next time.
Seldom told, I have squandered my resistance on a pocket full of bundles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. La la la. When I left my home and family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of a railway station, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they own. Lie, 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 lie. Asking only workman wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come on from the halls on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome, I took some comfort there by the line. And a fighter by his train, and he carries the reminders of every glove that lay down the curtain till they cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. Lie, lie, lie. Lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie. La 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 la.
And that's Jerry Egan live here at Gordon Blur for Kevin Harper, Esquire. Thank you for joining us.